I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
What's up, everyone? This is Duke Dodson from Graybos, and you're listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network. And remember, there is no offseason.
This is Mark Aram from WSB Radio in Atlanta, and you're listening to the Sports Card Strategy Show, part of the NoOffSeason.com Sports Card Network, the number one place for advice on how to make money flipping sports cards. Thanks for tuning in, and remember, there is no offseason.
What's up, everybody? I'm Paul Hickey with NoOffSeason.com. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show, brought to you by Graybos Sports Cards. Graybos Sports Cards is a local card shop located in Richmond, Virginia, and is owned by Gray Burnett, Ryan Fitz, and Duke Dodson, who you know as Denny One Time. Graybos sports the best selection of singles in the Mid-Atlantic and a wide variety of wax. Graybos is happy to announce that they are now the only direct buyer of Topps Bowman in Central Virginia and are now breaking daily on Fanatics Live. They are moving to their new larger shop, which will be connected to the hottest sports bar in Richmond in the near future. Stay tuned for those details. Listeners of Sports Card Strategy Show can use the promo code GRAYBOS20 to get $20 off their first purchase with Graybos on Fanatics Live. Don't forget to get a free 30-day trial at NoOffSeason.com today to help you make money flipping sports cards, build your sports card investment portfolio, get unlimited advice from our experts, and take sports card school to navigate the hobby. That's NoOffSeason.com. Get your free 30-day trial today. All the data we use on the Sports Card Strategy Show is from MarketMoversApp.com. Use code NOOFFSEASON at MarketMoversApp.com to get 20% off for life after a free 14-day trial. All right, let's get to the Sports Card Strategy. What's up, NOOFFSEASON.com fam? I am your host, Paul Hickey of NOOFFSEASON.com. This is the Sports Card Strategy Show. Monday, May 6th, and on today's episode, we're going to talk about not only the top five cards to buy raw and grade per the formula, but we've added a new segment called Can They Gem? That's where I take a look at my current grading submission. I show you how I'm building it, and we talk about whether or not we think they're going to gem. Of course, okay being outbid, that is important. In your sports card strategy, you have to be okay being outbid. So we're going to go through my eBay bids and tell you which ones I'm okay being outbid on. Also, why should we care about Bowman 2024? This week is the release of Bowman Baseball 2024. That's a big release in the hobby, and we're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about it also with Duke Denny One Time Dodson from Graybos. And stay tuned, stay listening through the end of the show because we've got a couple big giveaways and big announcements at the end of the show. But first, of course, it is time for our live chat love. Let's say hello to everybody in the live chat right now. Sean Red Five Cards, what is up, my man? Chuck G is in the house. David T, what's up? And Gabe Davis, good to see all of you in the live chat. Early here in the episode. And remember to drop your L's and dubs. We're going to shout everybody out at the end of the show who drops into the live chat. And if you want your questions answered, The best place to do that is go to nooffseason.com/ask. And of course, if you're listening on Apple and Spotify and you feel left out in the live chat, don't worry. We've got a lot of our great community is on the Discord at sportscardstrategy.com. There's always a quick link there to join the Discord. And of course, you can always drop a comment on the video right here at youtube.com/Paul Hickey, and I'm going to reply. Joel Kaplan in the house. What's going on, my brother? And Mr. T, yo, what is up, Mr. T? Good to see you. All right. Question of the day time. And I want you to drop it in a comment form at youtube.com/Paul Hickey, or you can comment on the pinned post on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy. Are you buying Bowman Baseball 2024? And if so, how are you buying it? Are you doing pick your team breaks? Are you buying wax? Are you buying singles? We've already had some comments on the pinned post. I see you, Joel Kaplan. Joel Kaplan's already commented on the pinned post. I appreciate you and all of the community that comments on our pinned posts at Sports Card Strategy on IG. Are you buying Bowman Baseball 2024? We're going to dig in a little bit further on in today's episode. And of course, comment at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Want to know, how are you buying it? Pick your team breaks. What breaking platform? Are you buying wax? Have you pre-ordered a hobby box from our guys at Graybo's like I have? I will answer the question of the day right now. I have pre-ordered a hobby box from our guys at Graybo's, and I used the promo code strategy2023 at graybo's.co, and I got that discount. So definitely want to get started on that Bowman baseball strategy for 2024. But there's a bunch of different ways of doing it. So I want to know from you guys how you're doing it. I know Joel Kaplan in the live chat commented on the Instagram post at Sports Card Strategy saying, I'm waiting a few weeks for more to get opened and then I'm buying singles. That is always a smart move. That's always a smart move, Joel. You know, waiting a few weeks, seeing what the early market prices are, but then not waiting too long for a release that's this hot. I think there's some releases that you can wait much, much, much longer for. You know, we can get into that in future episodes of the Sports Card Strategy Show, and we certainly have talked about that in the past. But I think this Bowman, when you got Bowman Chrome first autos of some of the top picks coming out, you've got Dylan Cruz and Walker Jenkins in this release. Spoiler alert, I even saw a Yoshinobu Yamamoto RC Shield auto. So I didn't see a first Bowman logo on his auto, but I saw an RC Shield on the Bowman out of this release. So you got some big names with some autos. So I am pumped about that. So Bowman 2024 baseball. Before we move into our meat and potatoes of today's show, which is the top five cards to buy raw and grade, let's just take a look real quick. So on tops.com, obviously this is out of stock already, the hobby boxes. You got to kind of had to pre-order these, either be one of the first very, very quickly on tops.com, or of course go to a card shop of yours, a website like graybo's.co, or, you know, you got David Adams, you got Steel City Collectibles. You got a lot of other great distributors out there. You got a lot of good eBay sellers too, that are reputable distributors that are selling, pre-selling hobby boxes, that is. But let's just take a quick look. You know, we'll go through kind of the configuration real quick and some of the highlights. Walker Jenkins, I mentioned this earlier, Bowman Chrome first prospect autos here. Outfielder for the Minnesota Twins. So that would be a good pick your team spot in a break if that's, you know, if that's the kind of thing you like to do as your sports card strategy. You've got one autograph per hobby box here, guaranteed one autograph per hobby box. And you've got Yoshinobu Yamamoto, LA Dodgers, great looking action shot of him on the mound with a RC Shield auto here, which is pretty outstanding. George Lombard Jr., Bowman Chrome first in this set, shortstop prospect for the Yankees. You got some interesting inserts here. Don't forget Ellie De La Cruz's rookie cards are still coming out. So this is a set that has some inserts And those are selling very, very well in the top set. So I got to believe that in Bowman baseball, they would sell very well. This Rising Infernos insert of Ellie De La Cruz with the RC shield looks pretty sick. You've also got some Jason Dominguez rookie cards in here. And I have seen some artwork of Dylan Cruz. I don't know why I don't see it always, but I have seen some artwork of Dylan Cruz. So I'm certainly excited for the release of Bowman baseball. You know, it's not as power packed as Bowman draft, but it's definitely been a historically solid release in terms of being able to buy singles and flip them. You know, Ellie De La Cruz, Jackson Churio, those guys were all in 2022 Bowman baseball. What's up to Ryan Painter? Good to see you in the live chat. All right, guys, let's go right into our top five sports card opportunities to buy raw and grade. I am super excited to get into this with you guys today because I believe that buying raw and grading and flipping almost immediately after you get those cards back, if you get that grade, that PSA 10 premium that vaults you into profitability, I'm a proponent of going ahead and selling them, listing them for sale. You know, we talk about needing a selling marker before you buy a card. That's not necessarily true if you're buying raw and grading. It is true if you're buying a pre-graded card already. You have to have a different kind of strategy with a selling marker in mind. But one of the things we talk about every Monday here on the Sports Card Strategy Show is what cards can you buy raw and grade and then flip? Now, some of them also have selling markers that are interesting that we can get into. And if you want to hold some of them until your selling marker, that's never a bad idea. It's just not a requirement to have a selling marker if you're buying raw and grading. Because a lot of times you're dealing with rising pop count if it's a card that just hit the market. And you got to be quick. You got to be quick. And, you know, we're going to count down from five to number one. And just a friendly reminder to those of you who aren't necessarily familiar with all of our content and may be new to the nooffseason.com fam and the Sports Card Strategy Show, we do everything now through something we call the formula. And it is an added layer, essentially, of strategy that allows us to project the ROI, the return on investment of sports cards. And we've got it broken down for you at nooffseason.com. So go check it out. If you're a premium member, you already have full access. If you're not, you can get a free 30-day trial right now to check this out. So go to nooffseason.com, click on sports card rankings and formula-based sports card rankings. And the way that it works is it allows you to see sorted already by projected ROI. Now, based on the formula that we built, because we can use our ability to take a look at what is a raw card grade for, what is a PSA 9, sorry, what does a raw card sell for, what does a PSA 9, PSA 10 sell for, and what's the gem rate, right? And we can do some calculations, and we've done that in the past quite a bit. We can do some calculations around, all right, what's the likelihood that we could profit from this card? But what we haven't done until about a month ago when we created and launched the formula at nooffseason.com is we haven't prioritized cards based on their projected ROI of all of that math. So that's essentially all the formula is. It gives you a focus. Cutting through all of the math, it's not that complicated. It's really not that complicated. It just gives you a focus area. So it's already sorted by projected ROI. And it's kind of interesting because it's not always as you would expect. So let's count down 5, 4, 3, 2, 1 here in terms of the top five current sports card opportunities to buy raw and grade per the formula at nooffseason.com. What's up to Brad Smith in the live chat? Happy Monday to you. All right, coming in at number five, this is a high-end card. And when you're buying high-end cards, you really want to make sure that you're prioritizing your funds correctly across those high-end cards. It could be that it might be better for you to buy lower-end cards with that money. Or if there is a high-end card that is returning at a solid ROI clip, aka say 30 to 40% ROI or above, then you might want to dig into that. And if you can get it at the target price, it should be a great investment for you. So Trevor Lawrence's 2021 Donruss Downtown Raw is that high-end card that is number five on our list of top five sports card opportunities to buy raw and grade right now. And right now, if you can get that card for its most recent comp of $600, then you've got a chance to make a lot of money here. Because all cost considered, you're looking at a 51% ROI based on what it sells for in PSA 10, what it sells for in PSA 9, the gem rate. And it's going to be hard to get your hands on three of these that would gem. It's going to be hard to get your hands on three of these, let alone three that would gem. But if you were able to, it would only cost you $1,978.97. And you are highly, highly, highly likely to make $1,000 on that. That is a 51% ROI, people. Now, most of the time we're mixing and matching, right? On a PSA bulk submission, because it's not likely that you would find enough of each of these cards to actually make the $1,000 profit. But we just use that $1,000 profit as a baseline target goal. So the way that this works is, if you can get this Trevor Lawrence 2021 Donruss Downtown, this is not the Optic Downtown, this is the Donruss DT33 Downtown. If you can get this for $600 graded at PSA, you got a 51% ROI likelihood on this card. If you want to make $1,000 on this card only, you would need three of them, and that would cost you $1,978.97, including your grading fees, including your shipping, and your profit would be $1,000. That would be your net profit. That's the way we do this, because in our formula at nooffseason.com, it gives you the ability already. You don't have to do anything. It already does it for you. It takes out all of your costs, including the eBay fees, if you were to sell it on eBay. So it's a great formula. And before we get to number four, I just want to remind you guys, you can actually run your own card ideas through our new sports card ROI formula calculator at nooffseason.com. And you don't even need to be a premium member to do that. So go to nooffseason.com and under sports card rankings, hover over the menu item and you'll see sports card ROI formula calculator. This uses the same formula and just allows you to put in whatever card you want to see whether or not our formula says that it gives you a green light or a halt, red light, don't buy that card based on it not returning the ROI that we want it to return for you. Okay, so up next, number four on the list, let's talk about Chet Holmgren in the conference semis with the Oklahoma City Thunder, doing some TV commercials with Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. Chet has had a great, technically it's been his rookie year, even though he was drafted in 2022. And, you know, Chet looks like a guy that's going to be possibly going deep into the playoffs, you know, in the next several years. So this kind of card, you know, unlike Trevor Lawrence's Downtown, which I would probably recommend flipping as soon as you get it back, because it's by the time you get it back, it would be right around the start of the football hype cycle. Chet is a guy actually that you could hold. You could hold for a future selling marker. Now, again, we would normally say don't buy a guy that's in the conference semis right now playing well, but the formula tells us actually, this is a 59% ROI on Chet Holmgren's 2022 Prism Silver 266 Raw if you can get it at the target sale price of $40, which is its most recent sale. It sold today for $40. So in PSA 9, it sells for $34. That's obviously a big loss because you put in $61, you know, you include the grading fee to make $34. That's a big loss. But in PSA 10, it sells for $295. So if you want to make $1,000 on this card, you need 28 of them. And based on the gem rate of 36%, you would gem enough to only put in $1,682.78, aka buy 28 of those cards, include the grading fee, shipping, all that. That's already included in our formula. And you would net $1,000. And included in our formula one more time is taking out all of your fees. So that's almost a 60% ROI for this card, 59% ROI for Chet Holmgren 2022 Prism Silver. If you're new to the Sports Card Strategy Show and you're like, wow, this guy is all analytical, all math, no fun, I will say this. I will say that, you know, we do have a lot of fun here. We run cards through the formula that we think are the right card for the right player at the right time. And with that comes a lot of prognostication, a lot of, you know, fun trying to figure out, reverse engineering the hype cycles, if you will. So looking at going where they ain't, you know, who's not in the news right now, those kinds of things. And while Chet Holmgren is in the news, kind of a fun guy to look at who's not in the news, who the formula says is our number three card coming in here, is Ja Morant. Ja Morant's 2019 Prism Silver. Again, we talk about right card for the right player at the right time. The Prism Silver, just like we talked about for Chet Holmgren, is the right card for Ja Morant. Now, this card has gone up and down quite a bit from a raw standpoint, and as well it should. I mean, it's super liquid, you know, just in the last 365 days. This card has sold a ridiculous amount of times. And so part of the reason why is because of Ja Morant and his roller coaster of a year. The other reason why on all these raw cards, guys, and I feel like I have to say this, is raw cards come in all different kinds of condition, right? So you might see a target price at the formula, and that's always going to be a conservative target price, okay? But that doesn't mean necessarily that you're going to be able to always get that card for that price. That's the price that we want you to try to target, because we know that if you can get that card for that price and you have looked at the card, you've looked at pictures of the card, and you think it's gradable, then there is a massive, massive chance that you can profit. But because raw cards come in all these different conditions, that's why you see sometimes a drastic fluctuation in the formula-based rankings in terms of what cards are going up and down. And that's why you see a chart that looks like this if you're watching at youtube.com/PaulHickey right now. But nevertheless, the formula does all the work for you because it takes into account, okay, this card's from 2019. It's been graded a lot. Chances are if you're buying this card, you know, it's 5 years old. So, you know, a lot of people have done some pre-grading. Maybe the inventory available on the market for this card isn't necessarily as gradable as some of the other more ultra-modern cards that have just come out in the last year or two. And so, you know, maybe it's going to be harder to get these to gem, but we take all those factors into account. If you can get this Ja Morant 2019 Prism Silver 249 for $100, that's not too bad for a card like this, $100 raw. In PSA 9, here's the good news. In PSA 9, you still profit. That's part of the reason why the formula likes it. In PSA 9, you still profit. It's $168 currently in PSA 9. In PSA 10, it's really kind of near an all-time low at $375. So this is actually a pretty decent already graded buy, but it's an even better raw to grade buy. It gems at a 34% clip. You only need 17 of these, and you only need $2,011 to get 17 of these to make $1,000. That's a 50% ROI. So this is a super liquid available card. It sells almost every day. And so you should be able to get this card. You should be able to be patient looking for this card. And a way that you can do that is to go to Ja Morant's player profile at nooffseason.com, and you can click directly from the link from this card at nooffseason.com, takes you directly to Ja Morant's player profile. And then there is a saved eBay search that you click on to find the listings that we've curated for you. So these are all the things that you get as a premium member at nooffseason.com. So that is our number three top opportunity to make money buying sports cards raw and grading them right now. Now, get ready for this next one. And I know my guy Joel Kaplan in the live chat probably wants to fight me on this. And that's totally fine, Joel, because I love you, brother. Bronny James, 2023 Topps Chrome McDonald's All-American, number 20 refractor. This is one of the hottest sports cards in PSA 10 right now, by the way. And it's because Bronny's in the news a lot right now. Bronny is in the news. And one of the reasons why I told everybody to invest in Bronny back several months ago, even after his putrid performances at USC, especially because of his putrid performances at USC, is because I knew he was going to be in the news cycle in May. Leading up to the NBA draft, he just got announced that he is on the list of invitees to the NBA Draft Combine. That's right. That takes place in about a week. And so Bronny's on the list. He's going to play there. He's got to get medically cleared there in order to be eligible for the NBA draft, which looks like the stars are aligning for that. And then the main star, his father, LeBron James, could be aligning the ability for him to potentially be a first round draft pick, making this card, you know, okay, warranted or not, everybody, it still could happen. I'm not saying that he's good enough necessarily to be a first round draft pick, but I'm also saying that doesn't necessarily matter in NBA circles. At any rate, you can get this card raw for $8. So it is a budget card. Unlike where we started with Trevor Lawrence's Downtown 2021 for $600 raw, or where we were a minute ago with Ja Morant's 2019 Prism Silver, $100 raw. You can get this refractor. Make sure it's the refractor. Topps Chrome McDonald's All-American, so it's not his Bowman First. 2023, number 20, refractor. It says refractor on it, on the back. So make sure you see that. $8. If you can get this for $8, the price of this card just went up to 140 in PSA 10. It sells for only 23 in PSA 9. It has a 52% gem rate, though. You need 29 of these cards, which you can go buy right now. Like, a lot of times people are like, oh, 29, that's a lot. Not really for a card like this. This is mass produced. So you could find 29 of these. Like, you can go to the formula-based rankings at nooffseason.com right now in the raw to grade tab. You can click on this card. It'll take you to Bronny James's profile. On Bronny James's profile, you can click the curated eBay search we have put on there for you. And you could probably buy 29 of these things. $835 is all you would need. $835.29. And you'd make $1,000. That's 120% ROI on Bronny James. And again, formula approved, hype cycle approved. You got to move quick, though, because I think Bronny James probably has a runway of like July before nobody really cares about Bronny James that much anymore. And the reason I say that is because, you know, my crystal ball, that's very, very dangerous, right? That's a different way of saying hot take, right? Hot take here. Bronny James is a summer league stud this year. Summer league stud, July 2024, flag plant. LeBron's at the Olympics. He's tweeting, he's Instagram posting, whatever it is, about how Bronny is just lighting it up in the summer league while LeBron's at the Olympics. It's going to be the summer of James. Bronny in the summer league, LeBron in the Olympics, winning a gold medal for the U.S., hopefully. There you have it, folks. Big time hot take, flag plant. $8 raw, $140 in PSA 10. You'll lose if you get a PSA 9, but if you get enough of these, you got a 52% gem rate. So you could still win at a 120% ROI clip. Joel Kaplan is in the live chat just absolutely crapping his pants. How anyone can draft this kid, it amazes me. LMFAO, Joel Kaplan, love it. Joel, I'm just going to shout you out, man, because look, you've been a dog with me, and I love you, man. He says, I've stated my case, but anyone who couldn't do anything in college doesn't deserve a shot in the NBA. I don't care who your dad is. These NBA guys are being manipulated by NBA and King James. Rusty McGart says, I don't care how Bronny plays. Just keep talking about him in the media. That's right. That's right, Rusty. And then Joel actually comes back and says, I'd love the kid to succeed, but we have seen nothing to prove he can do this at all. But yeah, that's true, Joel. But Joel, he almost died on the basketball court less than a year ago, dude. He almost died on the basketball court less than a year ago. No mercy from Joel Kaplan at all. No mercy, but I love it. Okay, who's our number one formula-based raw to grade recommendation? Who in the sports card world, everyone, could possibly have a 157% return on investment? Who could possibly supersede Bronny James? I know you're racking your brain, and it's tough. It's tough to think of anyone else to buy other than Bronny James. Of course, I'm being facetious. Of course, you know this person. It is Tiger Woods. Tiger Woods, this mass-produced 2001 Upper Deck base number one, right now, is the formula's number one card. 157% ROI. Now, we update the formula consistently all day, every day. And so by the time you go to nooffseason.com, it could have changed a little bit. But the good thing about the formula is that we have enough checks and balances in our process that you should still be able to profit from these cards. If you make the smart decision on the raw to grade side and you only get it at the target price or less, and you make sure that you do your due diligence on who you're buying that card from and what kind of condition it's in. Now, here's the... I'm going to go through the positive and the negative of this card. The positive is that you should be able to get it raw for about $19 right now, as low as $19. And again, I talked about this earlier in the show. That's a big caveat with raw cards, because sometimes, especially on a card like this that came out more than 20 years ago, you're going to see big time price fluctuations on the raw side of things, based on the fact that some cards are in really crappy condition. Those are going to be the ones probably selling for less. Others are going to be in much better condition. Those are going to be the ones that people are going to be making higher offers for, or the sellers are going to be wanting more money for, and they're going to be harder to get. But the average sale price across the last 365 days of this card is still only $25. So it's not that far away from the target price. So while I'm pounding into your head all the time, only go at the target price and be okay being outbid, if you see one or any of these cards on this list that are in the top five for a few dollars over, right, the target price, I mean, it's okay, right? It's okay. And so this one, $25 average sale price over the last 365 days from a raw standpoint, you can get it as low as $19 now. Even though there's only a 34% gem rate, that gem rate is good enough because it sells for $48 in PSA 9, which is not bad. It sells for $305 in PSA 10, which means that if you can get 16 of these that are gradable, and you should be able to, because this is a mass produced card. And again, if you go to Tiger Woods' profile at nooffseason.com, you can click on the image of the card. You can click on the link for the eBay curated search, and you can just see how many of these are listed on eBay all the time. So that's part of the reason why you can be okay being outbid. It's part of the reason why you can be patient. You can get it at the target price. You can make a submission to PSA. You can find 16 of these. You only need $636, guys. So for the price of one Trevor Lawrence, which is our fifth card on the list, our fifth best opportunity that we're giving you today for free, by the way, here at the Sports Card Strategy Show. For the same price as one Trevor Lawrence that returns at 50%, you can get 16 Tiger Woods that return at 157%. And he just got an exemption to play, special exemption to continue to play in the U.S. Open. We'll probably see him in the rest of the three majors throughout this golf season. His son Charlie's playing in high school, and there's some hype around Charlie and his career. And Tiger's Tiger. So you buy 16 of these for only $636. You make $1,000 based on our formula. This is a return on investment probability tracker formula. It just simply tells us where to focus, but we are running the right card for the right player at the right time. We're still following all of our main principles related to helping you make money flipping sports cards. And for more on those guidelines, go to nooffseason.com, take sports card school. If you're not a premium member, get a free 30-day trial right now. We'll say hello to Signs of the Time Collectibles. That's my guy, Tim Larson. What's up? Good to see you, Tim, in the live chat. Great to have you. The live chat is bumping today. All right, let's go over to a new segment that I just am starting to put together because I think it's a really cool segment. But before we do that, I just want to say, Sports Card School is a safe place for noobs, advanced flippers, and high rollers alike to learn how to navigate the hobby and ultimately build a collection that increases in value. Go to sportscardschool.com today. All right, it's time for Can They Gem? Can They Gem is where we're going to look at just my plays right now, my current grading submission that I'm building. So it's not ready yet because you got to get 20 cards, right? You got to get 20 cards to get to the bulk value submission level at PSA. That's currently where I grade all of my cards for flipping purposes. And so I'm going to show you what I've been doing to get that grading submission together. And it's also a great time to just kind of qualify what I was talking about earlier about the formula, because, you know, I say, oh, get 16 of this, get three of this, all that stuff. You know, I mix and match. So the Willett Gem, you're going to see kind of these are cards that I've bought using our formula and wanting to do it from a raw to grade perspective. So the formula-based sports card rankings, raw to grade tab, I've followed our own formula. I actually built it for myself and then wanted to share it with all of you guys. And so here are some of the cards that I have recently acquired and am prepping my grading submission for. So let's get into this. All right, so here are the packages from the eBay Authenticator. So I'm going to go ahead and open up my first package here. And you're going to first see, what card is it? What card is it? What card is it? It is Victor Wembanyama, 2023 Prism Silver Raw. So I paid $660 for this one. And the formula told me I would have at least a 50% ROI probability. I did a lot of due diligence looking at which Victor Wembanyama Prism Silvers to buy. I ended up buying three of them. This is one of the three. I think all three have a really good chance at gemming. So let me know what you think. Drop a comment below at youtube.com/PaulHickey. And let me know what you think if this card, the way that it looks right now, is going to gem. I think it has perfect centering on the front. I think the stat plate is kind of what I look at to judge the centering on the back. I think, you know, I think I'm going to win on this one. It's $1,050 in PSA 10 right now. So that would be a massive profit for me if I do get a PSA 10. In PSA 9, it's selling for $500. So it would be a loss, but it'd be worth the risk. And I'm mixing and matching right here. So the second card is a Paul Skeens 2023 Bowman Chrome Draft First Prospect Auto. And this one cost me $255. And it has a raw, and it has a $450 upside in a PSA 10. A $251 PSA 9 sale price. So you're basically out your grading fee and your eBay fees if you get a PSA 9. and you don't wait till call up. So again, these are all cards where the selling marker is just simply getting it back from PSA and then selling it. Now, if timing works out perfectly and the Skeens and the Wembanyama fall during performance spikes or something like that, or hype spikes in the media for them, that would be even better. That'd be icing on the cake. The first Skeens, I think, is perfectly centered on the front, perfectly centered on the back, no surface issues. I think that one's going to gem. Now, the second one cost me $225. So it was $30 less. And I will, you know, you'll see here in a second that this, the front centering, I think, is just slightly off. Now, it's interesting that from the eBay authenticator, some of them come in card savers and some come in one touches. I'm not sure exactly why that is. You can see right here, if you're watching at youtube.com/PaulHickey, it looks beautiful, but on the right hand side of the front, which would be the left hand side of the back, sometimes the front and the back centering are not the same. This one looks like it is. So it looks like a little bit tight on the left, on the back, tight on the right, on the front. But nevertheless, they're both going to go into PSA. My strategy here is that if it's close enough, I'm going to send it in, because I think that it's worth like maybe just getting a grader that, you know, gives it a gem. You just never know. This is a Brandon Miller Raw that I bought, Prism Silver. I got it for $65 in PSA 10. It currently sells for $140. In PSA 9, it sells for $51. And I think it's gem. I think it's a gem. So I think that's a big win. Okay, now this last card I'm going to show you, I'm going to crack it open. It's a 2023 Bowman U Chrome Caleb Williams 1955 variation auto, serial numbered out of 99 in an SGC 1010. Now, I'm $306.15 into this card. I bought it like this, already graded in this grade, this SGC 1010. And it did not go for what I wanted it to go for in my auctions throughout draft week. And so my strategy was, if it doesn't go for what I want it to go for, I'm going to crack it and submit it to PSA. It is an absolutely gorgeous card. I cracked it perfectly. I put it into a penny sleeve and card saver, and it's going to go in the same submission. The surface just looks gorgeous. There have actually been comps of this card that have ranged from $480 all the way up to, on golden auctions, that same card, believe it or not, sold for $1,312, that out of 99 in a PSA 10. So in a PSA 10, PSA 10 480, PSA 10 1312. I think the golden auction sale might have been 1312 because there was a inscription on it. Like, I think it said Go Trojans, but I just don't know that Go Trojans matters that much. Here's why. They're both on card autos. They're both serial numbered out of 99. And if both of them are PSA 10s, I think I could use that Go Trojans comp to my advantage a little bit. And, you know, I don't think I'll get 1312 for it. It's not, because it's not an exact comp. But I think I could say, like, well, we got to be somewhere between 400 and 1300 for this. And I could probably move it. So I'm actually excited to see if I can increase the value of that Caleb Williams. So you see, like, I talk about the formula, right? And I talk about, you need to buy 96 Aaron Judge 2017 Topps 287 bases to make $1,000, but you'll make 32% ROI. But really, that's just a baseline to help us prioritize, right? So the real thing is mixing and matching. And so to help you mix and match, what I do is I drop an article every Tuesday at nooffseason.com for premium members. It's the 1K budget builder. It's the 1K budget builder. So it looks at what cards can you put together for the 1K that will help you profit the most. And it gives you different options. So I would encourage you to check that out. We've got one up already, but there'll be a new one dropping tomorrow, May 7th at nooffseason.com. Constantly putting out content for you all that is way better than Netflix. Like, Netflix costs, do you guys know Netflix costs $33 a month right now? That's ridiculous. Netflix sucks, and I still pay for it. I mean, my family loves it, so I'm kind of stuck, so I have to pay for it. And I'm not bitching about paying for Netflix. All I'm saying is we're only $19.99 a month. Now, yeah, you pay in advance for the year, but I mean, look, if you really want a monthly option, you could DM me on IG at Sports Card Strategy and I'd give it to you if you're not a premium member. I mean, you get a little bit more of a benefit if you pay annually. But yeah, Mr. T gets fired up when I say we're better than Netflix. We are way better than Netflix. We're better than Netflix, Hulu, Apple Plus, Amazon Prime, all that SHIT. We're way better than all that. All right, let's go to okay being outbid. Because to win, making money flipping sports cards, to actually make money, you know, buying in at the price that puts you in the best position to profit is critical. Why? Because there's a ridiculous amount of sports cards. There's so freaking many. So like, why would you allow yourself to overpay for something? You never should allow yourself to overpay for anything. If you're flipping, if you're collecting, then who am I to tell you what to pay? Like, I'm nobody. Just if you're collecting, just pay whatever you can for whatever you actually really want. But that's not why we're here. We're not here to help you with that. We're helping you to make money flipping sports cards. So I'm just going to give you a window into my world real quick and tell you what I'm okay being outbid on. So we've got, you know, these are a lot of really relevant cards. Of course, I'm using the formula. Why am I using the formula? Because I built it for myself, right? So I'm using it. And so it's got cards in there that that are like this. Anthony Richardson, Prism Laser, Orange Laser. Like that is a super liquid card that you can get right now that's got a selling marker coming. It's a nice combination of a selling marker, but it's a raw to grade, so you don't need the selling marker, but the selling marker can be, you know, the him getting back into a Colts uniform and just looking like a god in preseason against vanilla defenses, right? And then you sell it before he gets injured in the regular season. So my Anthony Richardson strategy, I mean, I'm trying to gobble up a bunch of different Anthony Richardson cards, but I use the formula to prioritize that. But I'm okay being outbid on quite a few of them because, like, I only want to pay $38 for a raw Anthony Richardson Prism Laser. And this one's already way over that. It's already like up around 50 right now. And it's going to end soon. And I'm not going to get sucked in to trying to, you know, bid up an auction to try to win it at the end. I think a lot of us do that. I mean, I've been guilty of doing that quite a bit. Another guy that I really, really want is Jordan Love. I really want his 2020 Optic Holo Raw because it's going to return about a 30% ROI on a raw to grade at PSA. And I like that. I like Jordan Love. I think he's another guy with AR that you want to target. Like you want to target Jordan Love. And so the way that we help you do that at nooffseason.com is, you know, again, through this formula, we've got a ton of Jordan Love cards that you can bid on by going to Jordan Love's player profile. But on the formula-based rankings page, it prioritizes them. So like his Optic Holo Raw, I only want to spend $72 on. Well, I've already been outbid. You know, it ends later today and it's already well over $78 and I only want to spend $72. So I'm letting that one go. One that I'm still winning is this Victor Wembanyama green prism. I think the green prism for Wemby is, you know, that's a great card to target right now. It's at a 34% ROI. If you can get it for 176. So I'm still winning it because there's 9 hours left. It's at 152.50. So if I can get this one, which I think is well centered, looks like no surface issues. On a lot of these Wembys, by the way, look out for Chinese sellers. Okay. Look out for Chinese sellers. I have nothing against Chinese sellers. I've had great experiences with Chinese sellers, but you got to make sure that it's a Chinese seller with like legit cards and like legit feedback, legit rating, all those different things on the Chinese sellers, because otherwise you could get screwed over. Now, another reason I like buying on eBay is because it does always protect the buyer. So you'd get your money back, but you know, it's no fun to like have, you know, a credit card debt of several hundred dollars and then have to wait until it gets waived. Or if you're like me and you're like the Dave Ramsey of sports cards, I don't even have a credit card. So I'm like debiting this. So I really don't want to get screwed by anyone. So yeah, a couple Jordan loves. I'm okay being outbid on Wemby. I'm only going to go up to like 176. A lot of Jordan loves. I'm just letting them go. I mean, look, there's other ways to make money. You know, if I lose on a Jordan Love, I'll win on an Anthony Richardson. And I just want to make sure that I'm only winning, right? So that's okay being outbid. And let's say hello again to the live chat real quick before we get into our interview with Duke Denny one-time Dodson. We already talked about why we should care about Bowman 2024 baseball. So if you have any questions about Bowman baseball 2024, drop a comment at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. I'll answer it right there. Dylan Cruz, first Bowman. Walker Jenkins, first Bowman. Yamamoto, RC Autos. I mean, great product. Solid entry-level price. I think Bowman 2024 baseball, I think that could be a great hobby box to buy, rip, and grade. I think I did that with 2022 Bowman, where it was LE, Churio, and Wood. And this feels like that product to me. This feels like that product to me. I'm actually going to be on Lefty Cards later tonight with our guy Kendall, the Lefty McKee. We're going to reunite like the Wu-Tang Clan. Double LP, we're all excited for tonight. And check it out at leftycards.com. Get the link there to subscribe to Lefty's YouTube channel and join us live on Lefty Cards later tonight. I'm probably going to ask him about Bowman 2022, because that was his recommendation to me back in the day. That went well for me. And what he thinks of Bowman baseball 2024. So Mr. T loves my, I mentioned that he loves my comparison to being better than Netflix. He says, yeah, I forgot that I said this, but I love that I said this. Mr. T reminisces to where I said, I called someone a wet fart on paper. He says, where else can you hear a player be called wet fart on paper? Classic. Yeah, that was good. The Card Hunter's in the house. What's up, Card Hunter? Good to see you. He's rewinding to the beginning. Attaboy. Mark D in the house says, heard the Chinese cards don't go through the authenticated process from eBay either. Careful. Yeah, that's right, Mark. I talked about that on the Overflow show, the premium pod for nooffseason.com premium members Friday. So I don't know if you heard it from me, if you heard it somewhere else, but yes, we are putting up that content. Gabe Davis says his phone always blows up as soon as the show starts. That's good news. Yes, Rusty Emigard. I am a huge, huge hip hop head. I've basically listened to hip hop music since about 1986. I was 5 when I first started listening to hip hop music, and I have not stopped, and I never will stop. Can't stop, won't stop. All right. So it is time for, speaking of hip hop music, another big hip hop head is my guy, Duke Denny one-time Dodson at Graybo's. But before we talk to Duke, are you ready to start grading your sports cards? CGC Cards is the perfect place to slab your favorite sports cards. From their crystal clear holders to their affordable pricing, CGC Cards is the perfect stop for your grading needs. Go to cgccards.com to start grading today. And of course, I have to qualify that statement. Why? Because I've talked about PSA all show. And as much as I love PSA for flipping purposes, I love CGC for human purposes and PC purposes. Because for $12 a card, and really it ends up being less, it doesn't end up being less than $12 a card, but it like if you look at PSA's bulk value pricing at $19.99 a card, and you look at CGC's $12 a card price, it ends up being that you save way more than $7 a card. You save way more than $7 a card just based on the math in terms of everything related to the insurance pricing, the shipping pricing, the membership pricing. I mean, CGC Cards is just a phenomenal quality economic way to go to grade your cards for PC purposes or for maybe longer term investing purposes. As I've had a hot take on the show several times before that I think, you know, since CGC has only been grading sports cards since 2021, I think over time, CGC cards is going to grow on the secondary market. And we may in 5 years on the Sports Card Strategy Show be talking about CGC in the way that we're talking about PSA right now. All right. I talked to Duke Denny one time, Dodson. Let's get into it. Duke Dodson of Graybo's Denny one time, as you may know him. Great to have you back on the Sports Card Strategy Show, my man. How you doing today?
I'm Alex Rodriguez.
And I'm Jason Kelly.
From Bloomberg, this is The Deal. Each week, you'll hear us in conversation with business icons.
This show will explore deal-making across sports, media, and entertainment.
That is a harsh lesson in business.
Sports is not as simple as bringing a bunch of big names together.
I didn't want to do another stomp you out speech.
It opened up so many more doors.
The show is called The Deal.
Listen to The Deal.
Listen to The Deal on Spotify.
Paul, I am excited to be here. Always good to talk with you, and I'm in a great mood today. It's not always the case, but today I'm in a good mood. So so thanks for having me, man. How are you?
I'm doing great. Always happy to talk to you. One of my best friends in the hobby for sure. Great to have you back on the show. The audience knows you as Denny one time, and Graybos.co, Graybos on Fanatics Live, and Graybos underscore cards on IG. I need to mention that because that's where you really need to go to get all of your news related to Graybos. So Graybos underscore cards on IG, check that out. But there's big, big, big news. Is this why you're in a good mood? Tell us about the big news that Graybos has coming up that everybody needs to know about.
Yeah, so when we started Graybos a little over a year ago, we started planning for it a year and a half ago, we decided to do a small pop-up shop in the Arts District of Richmond where we are now. But the idea all along was to test the market, learn the business on a smaller scale, getting ready for a bigger event. The whole idea of starting Graybos was to create the experience that Gray and Fitz and I wanted in a card shop. And Gray and Fitz and I are card heads, sports fans, fantasy sports nuts. We like to bet on sports, daily fantasy. We just love all of it, and we love all that comes with it, the watching, the excitement, the texting your buddies, watching at a buddy's house, watching at a sports bar. The prognostication is one of my favorite things. You know that, right? Like watching so much sports and good, so immersed that you think you can predict the future through betting and fantasy and other things. And so that's what drew me into cards, was the ability to buy and invest in athletes, right? And buy their card. So we've been open for a little over a year, and we're now 1 month away, a little less than a month now, from opening our new bigger location, which is going to be, I think it's going to be considered a destination sports card shop in Richmond, Virginia, in a neighborhood called Scott's Edition, but it's going to be coupled with a sports bar. And I've got a top-notch, really high customer experience sports bar called Parlay. And the two will be connected. At times, it'll feel like one fluid business, and then at night, you know, the sports card shop will shut down and the bar will be open. But we have a couple elements in the shop I think will be unique. In the sports bar side, you'll be able to sit at a normal table and eat and drink and watch games, or you can reserve one of our bays, and each of our bays has comfortable seating. Kind of feels like your own living room with your own bank of TVs where you can control what's on. And most of these banks will be equipped with a large TV that you can watch one game really big, or you can tile it into four games and watch four different things at once. And one of the TVs, you could actually watch our breaks going on over in the shop. So we'll have a live breaking studio that's part of the shop. And if you're in a break, if you come into the shop and we're breaking, you can see what we're breaking. Maybe you hop in on Fanatics Live. You can sit in the card shop on a couch and watch the break live, be part of the action, or you can go watch over on the sports card side. You could have a bay. Maybe you come on a Sunday, you have three football games on, and the fourth TV is the live break. So what's better than watching football, betting on football possibly, and then buying into a Prism football break going on in the shop? So that's happening May 18th. It's getting here fast, and we're going to be ready, but it's taking a lot of work to get here, and we're very excited, if you can't tell.
Congratulations. I'm excited to come check it out. I am going to be there in the very, very near future for sure, and I'd love all of our nooffseason.com family to make a trip to Richmond, Virginia, if you can. and check out the new Graybo's experience. It's really an experience. Talk about experiences in the hobby real quick and why you feel confident that this is the right direction for you and Graybo Sports Cards to really build out more of this experience that, to your point, appeals to maybe you're in cards a little bit, maybe you're in fantasy sports, maybe you're sports betting, maybe you're on the fringe of everything and you just want to come check it out. Why was it important for you to kind of lead the charge in this type of an experience?
Well, when we opened our smaller shop, you know, we already had in mind the experience we wanted to have. And just because you want something doesn't mean the broader masses want something. You think you'd be careful not to create a business so niche that it's just for you and not enough people to support the business. But we've watched like what people do when they come into the shop. Some want to sit and sort for hours. Some want to talk just like a barbershop and just have conversations about sports and athletes or whatever. We started having moms and dads come in with their kids, and you know, the kids wanted to shop, look around, sort for, you know, go through value boxes for an hour. Like, well, what does mom and dad do when they're sitting there? Right now they're sitting in our tiny shop. They're sitting in the corner, kind of huddled up, trying to stay out of the way. In our new location, they could have a beer or a glass of Prosecco, sit comfortably, watch a game. Maybe they come for lunch and just hang out for an hour and a half on the restaurant side while their kids shop next door, right? We saw parents whose kids like being in the shop so much, they wanted to have their birthday party there. And so we've had a couple, but our shop's so small now, we have to wait till it shuts down and do it after hours. And then, you know, Gray will put together a little agenda for the kids. Everybody get some cards to rip, you know, the birthday boy gets some, maybe a little extra hobby box or something. And then they want to bring food in. We're like, well, crap. So now, like at the sports bar side, you could have a bay, you could have pizza, you could have food, you could have a break going on that we get all the birthday kids in. So I think we just watched the kinds of experiences people want, we're already having, and how we can make them a little bit better, a little more comfortable, a little more exciting, make them stay longer. I think the way we're doing sports bar will bring a broader audience of sports fans in, and some of them will convert to card heads, some won't, and that's fine. It's still a standalone sports bar that will stand on its own 2 feet. But I think we have seen some of our friends and friends of friends that were big sports heads that got converted to sports card people by just being around the shop and being around people that come to the shop. So I think we're going to appeal to a large audience. I think we're going to work hard to appeal to the collector and the investor. I think the kid and the grown up, you know, the $20 budget and the $1,000 budget and everything in between. I think we will be that solution for all those people.
That's amazing. I love the birthday parties and just the places for mom and dad to hang out and make it more of an experience. I think about, you know, fantasy football drafts, watching March Madness, all kinds of things are going to happen at the new Graybo's location. So everyone needs to get pumped for all of that. And we look forward to all of that. So Duke, you mentioned the words investor and flipper, and that's what gets me excited. So let's talk real quick. I'm going to change it up a little bit and talk about the May sports card release calendar real quick, because I think all of us, whether you're a collector, investor, or flipper, get excited about what's new, what's next. And you guys are not only a card shop, but you break on Fanatics Live. You're on Instagram, Graybo's_cards. Talk about how important looking at the current month and upcoming month's release calendar is for you, for your entire business.
No, it's huge. You know, the calendar is something we look out a month or two in advance. We are now direct buyers from Topps, and we just got the news last week that we're a direct buyer from Panini, so we're very, very excited about that. A guy on our team named Mac now runs breaks. He's constantly communicating with all of our breakers. They're giving feedback about what they want, not just the product, but the type, like, you know, jumbo, hobby, blasters. Like, what do they want, and what do they think the public's going to want? Fitz and Gray are in the shop talking to customers all day, so they have a pretty good feel for what our walk-in customers want, and that helps us plan. Because obviously, you don't want to buy too little wax, and you don't want to buy too much wax. Like in any business, you want to try to estimate demand, and you can never do it perfectly in this business because things change, right? Like Ellie De La Cruz gets hot, that product goes up. You know, Jackson Holiday goes 1 for 30, that product's going to cool off, right? I messaged Lefty the other way, like, man, can you get Holiday hidden? Dear God. But anyways, so yeah, product moves, right? Prices move up and down. Demand moves up and down. And I think it's beautiful. It's hard to plan as a business owner, but I love it nonetheless. So yeah, I think the calendar's huge. We get obviously the products we get really excited about, the Bowman releases, the Prism releases. There's a bunch more where like the public, like we've ripped a lot of Topps Chrome Black, for example, because it's a really approachable price point where you can have some hits. Other day, we had four different customers ripping all at the same time in the shop. We've sold a lot of it on Fanatics Live. And so there's products like that that we get a lot of. And now we're starting to get it at a better price. Finally, we're starting to get it at a better price where we can actually try to turn a profit for the business as well.
You mentioned Bowman products. And this week, scheduled to release is 2024 Bowman Baseball, a massive, massive product really every year. But this year, expected to have Dylan Cruz, First Prospect Autos, Walker Jenkins, First Prospect Autos, and a ton of other big names, obviously. You mentioned Bowman and Topps, and congratulations on the success with being direct buyers for Topps and Panini. What do you guys do to plan around a product this massive? Because I know not every month is there a release of this magnitude. Looking at the May release calendar, Bowman Baseball is not the only big one. You've also got Optic Basketball, Noir Basketball. What do you guys do as a shop to prepare for the bigger releases and specifically one like Bowman Baseball?
Yeah, to prepare, again, like the in-shop, Grade Fits and others are talking to customers and trying to get a feel for how, are you going to buy a hobby? Are you going to buy two? Are you going to buy a jumbo? What are you going to want? Our breakers are all giving us feedback like, hey, if I'm going Wednesday night or Thursday morning or Thursday night, I think I can rip a case or a half case. So you're talking to all of these different folks trying to estimate demand. For us, we don't have a lot of historical data to look at because we were brand new last year. So we might have sold three hobbies last year, and this year we're going to sell three cases of a product, for example. We just have way more customers this year than we did last year. And I hope next year is even bigger. So, you know, I think you have some historical data to look at. But you're basically in shop. We're doing estimating demand. We're making sure we get the product on time and as much of it as we want. We are trying to build our marketing efforts around that product. So maybe we'll do a little more silly videos that turn into reels for Instagram. And maybe we're boosting a post here and there to try to get more and more people to come to our shop specifically on Fanatics Live. There's some really cool, I don't know if you follow, there's like a, I know you don't do a lot of breaking yourself, but like a, there's some sites called BreakComp, I think, .com on Instagram. And what they're doing, I don't know if you've seen what they're doing now. Like they will take, for a hot product like Topps Chrome Black, they'll say, hey, for full case PYTs, these are the shops with the best prices. And like that, all that data is getting very transparent to the customer now. So we're trying to figure out where other people are going to be priced. Where do we want to be priced for like for the Yankees, for the Orioles, for like the bigger teams in a break. We want to make sure we're priced competitively because people are getting more and more access to real-time data on that now. So I think there's a lot of preparation on the market demand side, the pricing side, and then the internal Instagram marketing that efforts that we do.
Certainly, I think the Nationals and the Twins will be big in PYTs for this upcoming Bowman Baseball. Let's switch gears real quick. You and your friends and coworkers, colleagues, have something really cool that I think is relevant to a lot of the NoOffSeason.com family. You guys have decided to sometimes pool your money together and buy some big cards, and you call it the fund. You've mentioned it before on the Sports Card Strategy Show. Tell us more about the fund. How did you guys decide to start it? Who's in it? And what do you guys do?
Yeah, so simplest way to explain is 10 of us each put in 10 grand. So we have a $100,000 kind of pot to buy cards out of. We decided to structure it as we call it 40% goats, 40% stars, 20% flyers. And, you know, you guys know what you mean. We probably stole that terminology from you at some point. So you probably know what that means. The goats are the Bradys and that kind of folks. The stars might be like Anthony Edwards. You know, Patrick Mahomes might be moving from a star to a goat, possibly. The flyers were buying Bowman Baseball prospects, some football and basketball rookies that may or may not pan out, a little more risky. But that we kind of built that risk tolerance just based on looking at like mutual funds and like when you're buying stocks, like, you know, you just got the customer just needs to know what they're getting into. Like if you're buying, if you're a venture backed company, if you're investing in venture capital companies only, you know, you're everything you have is extremely risky. And if you're buying nothing but blue chip stocks, you know, your upside is somewhat limited, but so is your downside. Right. And so we kind of built it that way because the people we were talking to, our buddies that wanted to be part of this, they don't have the time and energy to go buy all these cards themselves. Some of them don't even have the knowledge. They just want to be along for the ride. And so we provide quarterly updates for those folks. You know, we're always looking, we're buying cards for it in the shop at card shows, sometimes on eBay, but usually it's in person. And it's mostly baseball, basketball, football. Usually the cards we buy are between $500 and $10,000 a piece. There's been times we've gone above or below that. That's usually the range. And we might buy or sell two or three cards a month. So it's right now, I think we have about 15 cards in the fund. And we honestly listen to you guys a lot. We do our own research watching, you know, like the Just Baseball podcasts and websites, the, you know, all your guys and your in No Off Season family, we listen to all their podcasts as well, you know, doing the research. And then we try to buy folks at the right time and sell at the right time. And I will say this for a lot of your listeners, I will say it is much easier to buy a card in the $50 to $200 range and have it double in value than it is to buy a $10,000 card and have it double in value. Like you'd be happy if you bought it for 10 and sold it for 11,500 or 12,000 or something like that. It's they don't move as fast, especially they don't move as fast up as like what you buy one of Lefty's prospects, a Bowman first auto for $50 and then you sell it for 100 or 120. That's a great return. But we're buying in bigger cards and, you know, like Warren Buffett always says, and I'm not saying that we're the Warren Buffett, but Warren Buffett has a big war chest and it's hard. The good news is he has a lot of cash. The bad news is it's hard to find options that big. Like he can't buy a company for 10 million, doesn't move his needle. He needs to buy a company for 5 billion, 10 billion for it to move the needle. And so for us, we're not going to buy a $50 card. We're going to buy a $1,000, $2,000, $5,000 card. It is harder for us to double that. And so we have to work really hard to buy at the right price, buy at the right format. So we're cutting out the eBay fees and other transaction costs. And then it's hard to sell those cards, right? Because like if you put it on eBay, you're going to pay eBay fees. If you do it in person, they always want a discount. And so it's a game, you know, but that's the game that we're playing, right? And that's what makes it fun. So we're trying our best and we've had some failures. We've had a lot more successes so far. Even in a down market, we find ways to chip away and make a small profit here and there on some cards. And I think a lot of the fund's success will be determined by just the overall economy, like the health of the economy. How does the economy do? How does the baseball card, basketball, football card market do for the stuff that we hold longer? So we have been willing to take smaller wins and we'll book a small win and we're happy to because you just don't know what the market's going to do right now. It's for the last year, it's, you know, a lot of things have been down. So if you can find something that goes up 10, 20% and you can get out of it relatively quickly with a small profit, we're taking it. And things we're holding longer are the things that we truly believe in will eventually go up in value. And we'll see.
You and I are going to dig into the fund in future episodes of the Sports Card Strategy Show because I not only agree with everything you just said, I want to unpack it more because it's not easy to make money investing in sports cards or flipping sports cards, no matter how you slice it. If you're buying small or if you're buying large, you still have to have a market for that card. You still have to do all the grinding like you talked about with trying to avoid the fees, trying to not only buy and sell at the right time, but buy and sell in the right format like you're talking about. And there's so many factors changing at all times. New releases to compete with all the time that really compete against the cards that you've already bought. So I've learned that moving quickly is just as important as trying, if not more important than trying to hold until a selling marker. And so we've created the formula at nooffseason.com. So what I want to do as we talk more about the fund in the future is I want to unpack it side by side with the formula so that I think we can provide some insights to our audience from kind of the high roller standpoint, as well as kind of the daily grinder standpoint. And I think my hypothesis is that we're going to find much more similarities in terms of how you make money versus differences, right? Because what I've learned is you really can't set it and forget it with sports cards. You can't with a mutual fund or a 401k or even sometimes with stocks, you can kind of set it and forget it. with sports cards, I think that's one of the most dangerous things to do. So the more that you have into a card, sometimes I think the bigger the risk that you don't pay attention to it every day and try to figure out, you know, what the opportunities are with that. So I admire the fund. I think it's an innovative way to navigate the hobby and certainly seems fun. My only question about the fund for now, and then we'll unpack it in future episodes, is how do you guys make decisions with 10 people? Like, how does that work?
Well, luckily they bestowed this decision-making ability on one person. That's me. So I listen to a lot of people and then I make decisions and I told them I'm going to do that. So I always joke that a dictatorship actually works if it's a good dictator. But in this situation, all of those folks provide their input, like, hey, you should look at this guy, you should consider this guy. And then when I'm making decisions, I'll often ask some folks in the shop their opinions, like, hey, have you seen Ant-Man moving? What do you think about this card? I set up a lot of questions. I ask Gray and Fitz their thoughts. Depending on the sport, some of the people in our shop have more knowledge about a particular sport, a sector, and I go to those specialists for their opinions. But then I'm ready to act, and I'll act quickly. And so, like, just an example, like Holiday, right? Holiday, we have in the fund, we have three of his Refractor Auto PSA 10s, right? And the kind of the goal was, instead of buying like a $10,000 Holiday, we got three, each of them for around $2,400. And the idea was when he gets called up, we'll see what the market does. Maybe we'll put one on eBay, maybe two, and you price it a little high enough so we're happy if it gets snapped up. And if it doesn't, that's fine. We'll hold it for a little bit. And then let's just keep one or two long-term and just see if he really becomes the GOAT and, you know, kind of capturing on some of the more of the upside. And so when he gets called up, I look on eBay and I see there's been, you know, they were selling it between $2,400 and $2,800 for a pre-call up. And at call up, one sold for $3,200 like instantly. So I told Cole, I was like, hey, go ahead and put it on eBay for $3,500. Take offers down to $2,800, just see what comes in. And then he starts not hitting and his comps come back down, $2,900, $2,800, $2,700. So now he's back, he's kind of selling where he was. So I said, just fine, just leave one out there for now. There's no harm in just leaving it out there. It's not going to sell today for $3,500. But let's just see. Eventually he'll start hitting. Eventually there'll be some positive hype and we'll be ready to sell one or two. But to answer your question, I listen to everyone, but you need to have a decision maker because you can't – analysis paralysis will kill you in this. And you need to be ready to buy quickly and sell quickly.
Those are great insights. Appreciate the detail there on the Jackson Holiday because he's obviously someone that we've talked about a ton on the Sports Card Strategy Show for about the last year. And there's mixed results, quite frankly, from the nooffseason.com fam in terms of when they got in, when they moved out, and things like that. So always good to get some more insights on that. Duke, Denny, one time, Dodson, Lefty, Connor, and I will be at the Dallas Card Show during the grand opening of Graybo's. So unfortunately, we won't be able to be there. But I really think what that means is that the three of us are going to have to make it up to you guys. We're going to have to come out sometime and more than make up for the fact that we missed the grand opening and maybe do something just as large with the three of us with the Graybo's fam. What do you think?
I would love it. I would say, A, we're going to do three soft openings the 3 days before, May 15th, 16th, 17th. So if there's a scenario where y'all come out before, come to one of the soft openings, we'll do some live breaks for customers and things like that, and then you can go to Dallas. Or if that doesn't work, then sure, we'll have you anytime. We love to wine and dine you guys, and we'd love to have you guys come shoot some content in the shop and talk investing with you. Talk NBA with Connor, talk baseball with Lefty. I can't imagine a more fun weekend. So,
same here, man. Same here. Thanks for joining us on the Sports Card Strategy Show. The nooffseason.com fam wouldn't be quite the same without you and the rest of the Graybo's fam. So give everybody else my best. Duke, anything else you want to add before I let you go for today?
I can't wait to listen to last week or two's podcast to learn about the formula. I'm already intrigued by it. So I'm going to do that. But no, always a pleasure. Always good chat with you, Paul. And can't wait to hang out with you guys soon.
Thanks, man. Talk to you soon. Have a good one.
Giblets.
Not only will we be at Graybo's soon, we'll keep you posted on that. We're going to be with Duke and the crew from Graybo's at the National this year. Stay tuned for more details on our presence there. May or may not have a golf outing. I'm excited. And Duke mentioned our nooffseason.com network of podcasts. And speaking of them, got some big news, actually. I mentioned I will be on Lefty Cards later tonight. So you got to stay tuned for that because Lefty and I reunite like the Wu-Tang Clan. And we are excited about the double LP that we are dropping tonight on Lefty Cards. If you know, you know. Get there by going to leftycards.com. Click on the link to subscribe to Lefty's YouTube channel. I'm excited to talk to him. And one guy that I'm always excited to talk to and listen to is Andy Kaysen of the Football Card Quest. For those of you who don't know Andy, he is a member of the nooffseason.com network. He puts out great content all the time at Football Card Quest. Check him out at footballcardquest.com. And the big announcement there is that the audio version of his top show, the Football Card Quest Market Show, will now be exclusively available on the Sports Card Strategy Show podcast feed starting this week. Yes, that's right. You can go to youtube.com/footballcardquest to continuously get that show there. But the audio version, Apple, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts, will be exclusive to the Sports Card Strategy Show feed. So make sure you're subscribed there for the audio version. I am excited about that. And before we announce our big giveaway here, I have to laugh at Gabe Davis. He calls him Auto Pick Andy. That's funny because I actually was listening to Andy and Steve in their underdog fantasy draft the other day. And Andy was just stubborn about trying to get that thing to work. And he was just having to auto pick, which was pretty funny. I love it. Okay. Baseball card curmudgeon popped into the live chat. Good to see you. And congrats to Gabe Davis on your big J Jets pickup over the weekend. We love it. All right, everybody, here's the giveaway before I hit you with the outro. I've got an extra VIP pass to the Dallas Card Show. The Dallas Card Show that is next week, May 16th. Through the 19th, I will be there. I will be there with Texas Roadshow, Jason Cody and that crew. Lefty's going to be there with me. We've got an extra VIP pass. Somebody can come hang with us and get our extra VIP pass. All you got to do is drop a comment below this video. Come find this video at nooffseason.com. youtube.com/Paul Hickey. You can get it in both of those places. Go to youtube.com/Paul Hickey, find this video, like the video, subscribe to the channel, drop a comment below. You don't have to be a premium subscriber at nooffseason.com. I want to give this away to an audience member who really can make it to Dallas, can come hang with us a little bit and enjoy the show, maybe even be on the show because we're going to record some content with Chase, Cody, and Lefty while we're there. So if you want a VIP pass to the Dallas Card Show, you got to get yourself to Dallas. I'm not paying for that. I've just got an extra VIP pass. Would love to see you there. All right, everybody. Have a great day. I'll see you again later tonight on Lefty Cards. Paul Hickey, nooffseason.com, helping you make money flipping sports cards. Signing off. Thanks so much for being here with us on the Sports Card Strategy Show. To connect with us further, please subscribe to the YouTube channel at youtube.com/Paul Hickey. Please also give us a follow on Instagram at Sports Card Strategy and on X at No Off Season Card. We also have a Discord that you could join at sportscardstrategy.com. Everyone, I'm Paul Hickey. For the rest of us here at nooffseason.com, have a great day. We'll see you again soon.